More Idaho Matters right now. You may have heard the phrase, if you bought it, a truck brought it. Long-haul trucking is a major part of American commerce, as well as greenhouse gas emissions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walke reports on efforts to electrify long-haul trucking and the barriers these efforts face.
The Petro Travel Center off of Interstate 80 in Laramie, Wyoming, is like a gas station on steroids. You can grab gas and a bite to eat, but also do laundry, shower, and if you're bored, play some Pac-Man. Long hauler Richard Summers is outside filling up his diesel truck, which is hauling two yellow shipping containers.
I came out of Portland, Oregon. I'm headed to Chesapeake, Virginia, and then home to South Carolina.
He's been doing the job for 30 years and doesn't mind life on the road, which he says can be lonely, stressful, and tough on your back.
Just enjoy traveling and getting paid to see everything nobody else gets to. You know, my dad was a trucker, my grandpa was a trucker, my cousins are truckers.
People like Summers play a vital part in the U.S. economy. Trucks move about 73% of all domestic freight and traveled more than 300 billion miles in 2021. But medium and heavy-duty trucks, just 5% of vehicles on the road, contribute more than 20% of transportation emissions. So, efforts are underway to electrify long-haul vehicles. Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled a sleek electric semi at a company factory outside Reno last year.
If you're a truck driver and you want the most badass rig on the road, this is it.
The semi has up to a 500-mile range, and video shows it flying by a diesel rig up a mountain pass in the Sierra Nevadas. Musk says these trucks will contribute to better air quality.
So from a sort of health standpoint, particularly in like cities, this is a huge impact, like gigantic.
Other manufacturers like Peterbilt and Volvo are also building electric trucks. And Pepsi has bought a few Tesla semis to make deliveries in California. But if you ask a lot of truckers like Richard Summers, he probably won't ever switch from diesel.
We can't even keep our electrical grid going just running the air conditioner in the summertime. So how are you going to do all the electric trucks, the electric cars, run your home, everything else? It's just not feasible right now. We don't have the technology.
Summers has a lot of concerns. For one, electric big rigs can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, usually two or three times more than their diesel counterparts. The batteries also weigh a lot. Most of all, there aren't enough parking spaces or good chargers on the interstate system. Louis Pugh is with an independent drivers association.
The way I understand, you charge them, you got a 300, maybe 500, maybe 600 mile range, and then they have to charge again maybe up to 8 hours.
States like California and the federal government have goals to phase out emissions from heavy-duty vehicles in the next couple of decades, and potential mandates to help them get there. Pugh says he's not against cleaner air, but he also doesn't want the government to put his members in a bad position by regulating before something is feasible.
When you're talking our national supply chain, you can't just say, oh, we'll figure it out. We have to know, and it has to work.
That's why the Biden administration is spending a lot to build its own charging stations and providing tax credits to companies who buy zero-emissions vehicles. Bernd Hyde is with the research firm McKinsey & Company. He says to meet basic infrastructure needs, the U.S. needs to build 250,000 charging stations. Plus, invest more in hydrogen refueling technology. That's another clean energy option. But he says there are enormous incentives to get it done beyond the climate.
So I think exactly this coast-to-coast trucking, if you do the math with a fuel cell electric truck versus a diesel truck, at a certain point that will break even. So I think the vehicles itself are on a great trajectory to be developed.
Andy says in another decade, as more electric semis are produced, they'll become cheaper. And by then, even autonomous vehicles could be in play. Still, it's clear at the truck stop in Laramie, which didn't have any charging stations, the road to electrification remains a long one. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walke in Laramie, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.